Each weekday, about 200 homebound, elderly, disabled, or sick Washtenaw County residents rely on Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels to deliver a hot meal. A relatively small but highly dedicated group of volunteers helps to make sure those meals get delivered. A convoy of half a dozen Meals on Wheels vans rolls out each morning from Ypsilanti's First Baptist Church. First stop, the kitchens at Eastern Michigan University, where the meals are prepared.
Oh, bless you. Thanks.
Stacks of aluminum trays hold meals, counted out and signed for by each route driver. Driving the van I'm riding in today is Esther Smith.
What's the meal today?
Meatballs and pasta with apple, well, the stewed apples and broccoli. And then there's a salad or a dessert to go with. No, it's a salad that'll go with it.
The meals are transferred into thermal bags that are carted back out to the vans, and we're ready to roll. I sit in the back. Esther and Lisa Bain, who'll be running the meals from the van to the recipients, sit up front. And this is no pleasure cruise. They put me to work, assembling the meals, milk, bread, butter, salad, and dressing, and handing them up front.
Now we need two. Two again, please.
And there's a pretty specific way to stack the individual items so they don't fall off. I think that by the end of the route, I finally hand it down pretty well.
Hey, how's it going?
Among the homes we visit is that of Sue Kerner. Her hand trembles slightly as she holds it out for me to shake. She says she enjoys the meals and the company.
The girls are wonderful. I keep an eye on them.
How are we supposed to keep an eye on you?
That's right. You do. One, I keep a track of one's fingernails. You probably know who she is.
Esther.
Yes.
FYI, Esther, who's driving our van, is sporting long, bright green fingernails today. We also visit with 86-year-old Pat Gaylord.
Well, they're really good. They're really nice to me, the help. Really. I appreciate it.
Excellent.
Really do.
Further along the route, we find Vietnam vet Bobby Ragsdale sitting on a chair outside his apartment.
It's come in real handy, and I like the meals. And they be on time with them.
That's important.
Yeah, they treat me fine.
Okay.
Yeah, they're good people.
One of our last stops for the day is at the home of 94-year-old Cecil Waters, who spent much of his professional life in the residential building industry.
Oh, Cecil, where are you?
Cecil finally shuffles to the door behind his walker and lets us in. Like everyone else I've met today, Cecil really relies on Meals on Wheels.
I don't cook. I can keep house with any woman, but I can't cook. I can't boil water without burning it.
So what is it that drives people like Esther Smith and Lisa Bain to volunteer with Meals on Wheels? For Esther, who retired after 37 years with General Motors, it's about serving people.
It feels good to help somebody, and that's, you can see a lot of people need the help. And there is a big need for this here in this area.
Lisa is retired from U of M and is a personal trainer and professional sports official.
You're outside, which is really good. I'm not sure I'm going to enjoy it so much in the winter, but we'll see about that. But I like the variety, and I like interacting with the people and checking in on them. You really do develop relationships. When you've been on a route for a while, you get to know the people, and that's kind of neat.
Lisa likes that she can help out with Meals on Wheels and have time for other things during the day. But with 10 fairly regular volunteers and about 10 others who help out when they can, Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels Director Allison Foreman says they can always use more help.
We're lucky enough to have Eastern Michigan University students who help us a great deal, and we have a lot of great support from the local neighborhood, but we really could use additional volunteer support to help us deliver meals to our apartment complexes.
That assignment takes about an hour and frees up other volunteers to deliver to clients who live in their individual homes. Find out more about Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels and volunteer opportunities by finding this story on our website, WEMU.org. Bob Eccles, 89.1 WEMU News.